Recently seeing a diagram, a mapping published by the South African Department of Fisheries, Forestries and Environment about South Africa's declining sardine population. There's many theories for this decline. In the 2000s, we had quite a bountiful catch, something like 232,000 tons was the annual catch over the period of 2000 and 2007. And then we had a significant drop in 2016. The biomass dropped to below critical levels. Now, today, the total allowable catch when it comes to sardines and poultures is something like 12,000 tons. To explain and to maybe find out why we're seeing this critical crash in the sardine biomass, ichthyologist Professor Mike Bruton, thanks so much for joining us. We're coming up to that season, May, June, July. It is the sardine run along the east coast of South Africa, so that's when it brings this into focus for us. But why have we seen this dramatic drop, this crash, as some are even calling it, in the biomass of sardine populations in South Africa?
Yes, thanks for having me. Now, this is certainly a serious problem because the small pelagic fishery is the largest commercial fishery in South Africa. It's worth several billion rand and employs over 5,800 people. So a crash in the fishery is a major economic and social impact. The pelagic fishery consists of three species, the sardines, anchovies, and red-eyed round herrings. And in fact, the so-called sardine run up our east coast is mainly pilchards. And those three species form 90% of our catch. And the basic the two causes of these crashes, firstly, natural fluctuations in the fish stocks, and secondly, overfishing by commercial trawlers of an already low population level of these fishes. Now, in terms of the natural fluctuations, we know that the populations of these small pelagic fish undergo massive changes over the years. Back in the 60s, there was a peak, then there was a decrease for 30, 40 years, another peak in the early 2000s, and now a decrease again. And this is due to, you know, large ocean factors in the Southern Ocean and the Southern Atlantic and Indian Oceans, over which we have very little control, except as they are impacted by climate change. Mm. And there is now evidence, you know, that climate change is impacting these things. Mm.
And we've seen, and we've had historic crashes. Excuse me, Mike. We've seen historic crashes already in the 1960s. The South African Namibian stock also crashing in the 1960s. That would largely be attributed to natural occurrences. What would be some of the primary occurrences now in 2022 over this period?
I mean, there's no doubt that the commercial fishery is impacting, and the authorities are aware of the fluctuation in stocks. So the total allowable catch, as you've mentioned, has been constantly changed and adjusted in response to the size of the resource. So every year since 2004, it's been adjusted downwards, and there's been a 97% reduction in the total allowable catch. But still, the resource is being depleted. And a very interesting case study is in False Bay, where purse seining, commercial purse seining, hasn't been allowed since the 1980s. Mm. And the penguin populations there, which are a good indicator of the availability of this fish resource, the penguin populations there are quite stable, despite many other factors threatening them. Mm. So, you know, that's a good indicator that, that commercial fishing pressure is the main cause of these crashes. And then we can also take a lesson from Namibia, which at one stage had a pelagic fishery three times bigger than that of South Africa, and it wasn't properly managed. They didn't reduce the total allowable catch quickly enough, and that fishery has effectively collapsed now over the last 5 years.
The environmental and ecological concern is clear, but very quickly on the social concern, of course, you're saying it's an industry that supports something like 5,000 jobs in South Africa, but also in terms of nutritionally, socially, protein currently at the moment is very, very expensive and often unobtainable for many vulnerable families. Tin sardines, pilchards are often the basic protein that vulnerable South African families, it's probably sometimes the only thing that they can afford. This really has real social concerns beyond just plain economics.
Absolutely. You know, what has happened to the small-scale fishermen is that with the collapse of the sardine fishery, they've had to fish for anchovies. And anchovies are less valuable because they are reduced to fish meal, whereas the sardines are canned for human consumption and, you know, generate more profit for the fishermen. And then, of course, the ecological consequences, because these small pelagic fishes are the main food of penguins, gannets, cormorants, but they're also eaten by seals and small whales, bony fishes and sharks. So the collapse of the sardine and pilchard fishery has had a massive impact on the populations of the penguins. Mm. And we're losing penguin colonies at a rapid rate. And likewise, Cape Gannet, there are now only three viable Cape Gannet colonies left in the world. And you know, that is a serious a concern for ecologists and conservationists.
Professor Mike Bruton is ichthyologist. Really appreciate your time. 021-446-0567.